they say that Black women are the least dateable or least desirable, and Asian men are the least desirable or least dateable. But then Asian women and Black men are like of the most fetishized groups. So are they just the least dateable because the opposing gender is the most fetishized? Is that why they're just considered that? I don't know, man. Welcome to Chat in the Dark. It's your host, Mint. And for today's episode, I wanted to elaborate on a statement that I made on my last solo episode, Fatphobia. I believe I made a comment regarding race and preferences with race when it comes to dating. I just wanted to elaborate what I was saying because when I was listening to it again, I realized how problematic that could have sounded. Again, this is just my opinion. I don't think there's like a right or wrong way to date per se. I don't know. Let me know what you think. So I think it's okay to have a preference, and not necessarily like in race, but maybe there's certain features that you like that typically show itself in certain races more, if that makes sense. But I do think it's not okay to explicitly deny someone just because of their race. Like, let's say you were already like you were friends and you were talking and they develop feelings for you and they tell you, and the only reason you deny dating them is because they don't fit your preferred race type. That's a little sus, man. That's straight up. I also think that especially as a person of color, they can say they only date another person of color because of similar shared experiences. I know a lot of people who are people of color who end up dating a white person or also, you know, a colonizer. Maybe they don't get a lot of shit, but they do get some shit about why they're dating a colonizer. But like, you have to realize there's just more white people in this country than minorities. And it's, I'm not saying that, I'm sure that there's some of them that are explicitly only dating white people, but for the most part, I don't think they're going out of their way trying to find a white person to date. It just happens to be that they vibe with this specific white person. I also think it's okay to say you would only date someone of your own race or religion because of cultural experiences, and it's just easier to not have to elaborate on things. Like, if I have to explain a certain holiday or why I like, I specifically don't do this, but I know other people that are Hindu and Indian don't eat meat on certain days of the week. Like, I don't want to have to explain it, or like why I don't eat beef, or maybe why you're fasting for a certain amount of time. I know some of my friends specifically only look for Indian people, and it might just be because later down the line they know that it's just going to be easier to explain to family. And yes, I know that's still problematic, but if it makes it easier for them, then why not? Because yeah, like I also know people that aren't dating someone who is brown and have no idea how to tell their parents about it because they know that their parents will not approve. And I think a lot of minority groups have this specific bond with their family where like their opinions on who you end up with for some reason have a large priority in your life, which like at the end of the day sucks in my opinion, but to each their own. And to go further on dating specific races, I think if you're explicitly only dating one race that is not of your own, like only dating this kind of race, that's a little, that's just fetishizing a group. And as a person who has been told multiple times on dating apps, oh, I've never dated a brown girl before. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, that's great that I'm breaking boundaries for you. But like, bro, you don't need to tell me that. Now I just feel like I'm another box to check off on your list of people to date. Like, excuse me. I don't know if these stats are still accurate, but like last time I even like bothered looking into it, I think it's kind of funny how this works out, but according to these old polls, they say that Black women are the least dateable or least desirable, and Asian men are the least desirable or least dateable. But then Asian women and Black men are like of the most fetishized groups. So are they just the least dateable because the opposing gender is the most fetishized? Is that why they're just considered that? I don't know, man. Again, I don't know how accurate these polls are to today, because I know there's a lot of people fetishizing Asian men now too, with like the whole boom of Korean entertainment in America, you know, people simping for them Korean men and then calling every East Asian Korean. Maybe that's just my mom though. She's not a fan. She just, whenever my Chinese friends take me out to a restaurant, my mom will just be like, oh, are your Korean friends taking you somewhere? And I'm like, mother, you've known these girls since I was like 10. One of them even longer than that. Like, you know, speaking of entertainment and media, maybe that's part of the reason why Asian men or Asians in general have been depicted as undesirable. So specifically speaking, South Asians in my case, every time we had South Asian representation in media growing up, it was always super stereotypical and offensive. Like Baljeet, for example, from Phineas and Ferb. He's a pretty classic and I love the character. Like, he's great. But the fact that a lot of people used him to make fun of people, like, oh, you're like a female Baljeet, or like, oh my God, you look just like Baljeet. And like, they look nothing like him. It's just the fact that they're brown with curly hair. And also the fact that he's depicted with an accent. And there's nothing wrong with having an Indian accent, but not all of us have the accent. And again, growing up, we never really had representation in the media where they didn't have the accent. Now we're getting more representation, which is great. Like, also, I get hyped when I see in the media people that are brown, but not fully brown, because we don't see a lot of people that are fully brown without the accent. For example, Lemonade Mouth, Naomi Scott, which is also Jasmine from the live action Aladdin. She's half Indian and half white. I also take it as representation, but I still wish there was someone who was like, known, who was fully Indian. There's a Kasem Minhaj, and he is Indian and he did grow up in America, but he's not necessarily an actor. Like, he has showed up in a couple things, but he's a comedian. That's where I've seen more brown people thrive, in comedy. There was Superwoman, Lily Singh. There was Aziz Ansari. There was a couple others that I can't remember at the top of my head, but Mindy Kaling. Actually, Mindy Kaling just produced a new show called, well, not new anymore. It's been like a year. Never Have I Ever. And it's about the experience of an American-born Indian. And it's great. I relate to it so much. But like, even though half the stuff that happens to her never happened to me, it's just her mentality about things I can relate to a certain extent. Maybe it was just seeing her on the screen. I don't know. For racist representation of Indians, there was also the store clerk guy from Homer. Oh, so speaking of, not Homer, whoa, from Simpsons. It's been a minute since I watched, but I find it so funny how they made all the white people yellow and then the brown people brown and the black people darker brown. And then for the East Asian people, they made them white. And I know it's racist that Asians are yellow. Like, I know they're not. It's a racist term. But the fact that it just switched it around makes me, oh my God, it makes me laugh a lot. But yeah. Oh, there was also the brown guy from Jesse. He also had an accent, even though the actor does not have an accent. And I feel like I faintly remember like a brown kid in Diary of the Wimpy Kid, but I'm not sure. It's been a minute. Oh, the live action Avatar, which is complete crap, and I understand that we shouldn't even be talking about it, but the live action of Avatar, there was a lot of South Asian producers or people working on it for some reason. And I guess they decided they wanted more brown representation. And like, I understand that because a lot of the concepts of Avatar do come from Hinduism and from India. But the only representation that we had in the show full of Asians was like Guru Pathnik for like the one episode. And that was also fairly racist in depiction. And they made the whole Fire Nation essentially Indian. So they depicted every bad guy in the whole show as South Asian. Like, what is that about? I was also just having this conversation with a couple people, like in person and on TikTok, where we were discussing the race of Prince Naveen from Princess and the Frog, because like when the movie came out, I assumed that he was Indian solely because of his name, and he, like, Indians have dark skin and curly hair too. Like, that's not features, especially the kind of curly hair that he had. It was not features that are only exclusive to Black people, as some people think they are, apparently. So, like, a lot of people are like, oh no, he's based off of, like, Haitian culture and all of that. I'm like, first of all, the movie takes place in New Orleans, so of course there's going to be Haitian culture, because New Orleans has a lot of Haitian influence, which makes sense with all the voodoo and stuff like that. And Tiana was obviously Black Queen. But Prince Naveen was a foreign prince visiting the place. He had nothing to do with the culture of the locals. He just happened to be in a position of power that the witch doctor, I think his name, like his title was, I forget his name, saw as valuable to him. And that's the only reason why he was cursed into frog form, so that he could take the power that came with being a prince of a foreign country for himself. I know he didn't pretend to be the prince, but he was using the influence that the prince would have to help himself. And then there's also the fact that his mom is wearing a sari. And I know there's some people that argue that she's just wearing a sash that everyone else from his country wears during the wedding scene. But if you look at it, her sash is the only one different from like the kings and the soldiers and everyone else's. It's not a sash, it's a sari. And then Disney did this thing where they decided to deny labeling him with any race so that they can't be targeted with saying that they're being racist in their depiction of anything. So it just leads to a lot of arguments within the fan base, because South Asians didn't have representation in Disney with the Disney princesses or princes, whatever. And Black people also didn't have representation. So we're just out here fighting each other. And I know some of you are going to argue that Jasmine is South Asian, but Jasmine very obviously has influences from the Middle East, West Asia. And that was another place of argument for a lot of people, because a lot of people just saw Jasmine as brown. And they're like, that's my representation. And I'm not going to lie, I did that too, but I knew that she wasn't brown. South Asian. But she was brown enough that I felt like I resembled her, that she resembled me with how she appeared. I know in the live action, they made her mom like be from India, essentially, or like the equivalent of India in the world of Disney. But maybe that was just a nod to like the actress, as I mentioned before. Although I do know they were making Ariel Black in the live action. I don't remember the actress's name, but I know she's from Grown-ish. I'm sorry, I forgot her name, but I'm excited. I wonder when that's coming out. Anyway, I was also thinking about how some of us in the South Asian community refer to ourselves as brown. And like, I'm well aware that we're not the only like brown skinned people out there. But I think the reason why we came up with the term brown to refer ourselves with is because when people say Asians, they don't necessarily mean to include South Asians. And then West Asians are typically deemed Middle Eastern. And then Hispanics are Hispanic or Latina, Latino, depending on where you're from. And then Black people are Black people and white people are white people. So I think we just self-deemed ourselves brown people. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is like a thing that all South Asians even do, but I know that people that I associated with growing up have always just referred to ourselves like brown. Like, we have to go to an Indian party. Oh, we're going to a brown party. We're late to things. Brown time, which I also later learned was called IST, which is Indian Standard Time, which is a joke. It's just because we always tend to be late to things. Like, if you wanted a party to start at 7 p.m., you would tell them in the invites that the party starts at 5, and you wouldn't expect them until 7. Like, you would still be getting ready at 5. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like the most viable reason for us to refer to ourselves as brown to me, like, when I think about it, because I never really thought about why until later when other people were like, how come when you mean brown, you don't mean us, even though we're also brown? And I'm like, you know what? You are right. You are also brown. And I never thought about why in my head I just associated brown people with being South Asian. But I think it's because you have another term to refer to yourselves with. And ours is just South Asian. Actually, some people just refer to us as Indian because we're from the Indian subcontinent, even though India is not all there is to the Indian subcontinent. But yeah. Before I end today's episode, I wanted to ask for potential contribution from listeners. I am planning a episode special type thing regarding rape culture and sexual assault, but I wanted to get as many voices as I could about it. Voices and perspectives, I should say. So if you're interested in contributing or being part of this episode, please join the Discord. You can DM me if you don't want to talk about it in the server itself. If you don't want your voice to be on the podcast, you could send me a text, passage, whatever, and I will read it out loud for you. But I just think it would be really interesting and kind of an important thing to have people talking about their experiences so we can normalize being able to talk about it. Because I know for me in specific, it took me a while to even realize that what happened to me was rape. So even if you don't want to be on the special and you just want to talk about it with someone, I'm also open for that. But yeah, I think that's all I really wanted to say for this episode. So thank you for tuning in, and chat with you next week. Bye.